What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pigger, host of the Paul Pigger Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Commerce's Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video basically with this guy's reiterating some things I've been saying about why musicians should stop making music videos and should focus on making TikTok short clip music videos. Before we get into that, though, I want to give you a word from promopalace.biz.
Marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all musician services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard a beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions for your music, product, brand, or service, please go to promopalace.biz. Get 15% off at music promo at promopalace.biz. Use coupon code LABORDAY2023. And you can also use the code HAPPYHALLOWEEN2023, as that's our new code. All right, let's get into it. Stop making music videos.
Stop making music videos and what you should do instead. A couple of weeks back, I put out a TikTok in which I voiced my opinion, trade in the music video because the music video is dead. And it got nearly 500,000 views and a lot of hate. The problem with TikTok is there's no context, so I wasn't able to put across the reasons why. And as most people don't understand the music industry, it just meant people were triggered. But in this video, I'm going to tell you the real reasons why you shouldn't make a music video and all of the things that you should do to get your music heard. So come with me on a journey. Now, back in the day, which was probably a Friday before the days of music videos, there were feature films featuring artists. So record labels would make actual films featuring artists like the Beatles or Elvis, and then they would put them out on TV networks. Now, this isn't exactly a music video, but it's the same principle. This means a record label would spend a bunch of money making something and a bunch of money distributing it. Now, there's been no real difference in about 70 years. Record labels will use money to get attention and discovery for an artist to be able to build them up so that they can monetize. Now, this carried on for a while, but it was the 1980s that really made the difference when it came to the music video. MTV was launched on the 1st of August, 1981, with the very first music video being Buggles' Video Killed the Radio Star. How ironic. And so spawned an entire culture change where people would stop listening to the radio and they would tune in and watch MTV on repeat, even though it would be the same videos on a loop. But what it meant was millions of people were tuned in, and so therefore it became the ultimate promotion tool for any record label to get an artist discovery and attention. The music video became guaranteed instant success because the labels knew if they could get a video on MTV played on loop, then it was only a matter of time before that record would chart. Now, the obvious problem here is the amount of money it cost to play the game, so it meant the labels with a barrier to entry. In the 1980s, a low-tier video, a low-budget video, would probably cost you around $100,000. And if you were a mid-tier band making a mid-tier video, it would probably cost you $500,000. And if you were a top-tier band or a top-tier artist, it would probably cost you upwards of $1 million just to make the music video. But this was a fight for eyeballs. You knew you could get instant success, so videos got more lavish and more expensive, to the point where in 1995, Michael Jackson made the video Scream, which cost $7 million. Now, in today's money, that's probably more like $14 million on one 3-4-5 minute video. Now, over the next 3 to 4 decades, consumption habits changed and people started to switch off MTV.
Let's stop for a second. Think about that. They spent $7 million on a 3 or 4 minute music video. I mean, you got hour long films and half hour and a half long films that even have that budget. Wow, that's crazy.
And started to watch YouTube and other channels instead. In 2011, the VMAs, the Video Music Awards, was watched by 12 million people. In 2021, 10 years later, it was less than 900,000 people. That is 7.5% of the viewership from 10 years earlier.
All right, let's stop again right there. Think about that. You own a business. You got 100% of your consumer base for like 5 years. Year six, you got 7% of your consumers coming in from the first 5 years to year six. You know what that's a sign of? That's a sign of a business that's going out of business. That's a business that's going out of business. When you lose 90, if I lost 93% of my consumer base next year, I'll be out of business.
And then roll on to the last few years. Now there is zero barrier to entry. You can make a video for nothing, and you can house it for anybody to watch for nothing. So whilst the barrier to entry is gone, there is now a new problem. How are you going to cut through 1 million music videos which have all been made for $1? Now I hear what you're saying. Damien, I didn't come here for a music lesson. You said stop making music videos and I want the proof. I do understand. But you can see that over the last 60 plus years, the music video has been the privilege of the record label and the major label artist. But here's a few things that you might not have known. Did you know that up until recently, and by recently, I mean literally the last 3 or 4 years, paid promotion on YouTube would count towards many music charts? Now think about that. YouTube had a system where not only could you make and house a video, but then you could pay fractions of a penny for people to see it, and those views would count towards an official chart. Well, that changes the game because labels have always had the money to rig the game. And that's what that was. That was basically saying, well, hang on a minute, UMG grossed $10 billion last year. Well, okay, we'll just rig the game, just put more money into views, and those views will not only get seen by more people, which will then build the brand of that artist, but even better than that, it'll count towards the official chart. So for several decades, the game has been rigged by the major labels, something we all know, but it's not pay to play, it's been pay to win. But that isn't the main reason why you should.
Let me stop right there. There's a lot of people that think that paying for any kind of promotion or advertisement for your music, like you shouldn't, like everybody should, like you should never pay for promotion advertisement. Like people should just play it just cause, they should just discover it just cause. When there's 100,000 songs being played or being uploaded per day, at least 80% of those are rap and hip hop. So if you're a rapper or hip hop artist, you're definitely in a sea of oversaturation. So how are you going to stand out? By just uploading it? And people are supposed to discover, they're supposed to search 180,000 rap songs until they find you every day, man. Get out of here.
Stop making a music video. Because YouTube has changed. And unless you've got a way of getting your music on now your subscribers don't necessarily get to see your content. Mr. Beast has put pay to that by basically giving away the world or the universe or whatever the hell he does now. And so now it comes down to title and thumbnail. Now it's not so much about a search engine. Now it's about the discovery page. So now, not only is your competition every music video like it was when it was on MTV, now it's every single video that's uploaded to YouTube. And there are 500 hours of videos uploaded to YouTube every single minute of the day. And so therefore, you are trying to fight an algorithm. But fighting an algorithm with a music video is a really...
And before he gets into telling you why music videos are getting lost in algorithm, there's only 24 hours in a day, and we're supposed to go through 500 hours of uploaded content just to discover you?
dumb thing to do. Now, I can hear what you're saying. You're saying, Damien, record labels spend money on music videos and every artist makes a music video, so what do labels do? Well, labels do what they've always done. They pay for discovery. Yes, they pay to make a music video, but then they have to pay a lot more money to make sure that music video on YouTube gets seen by the right people. So knowing this, if you're making a music video...
And how much a lot more? Huh. Well, he didn't really tell you that, but I'm going to tell you. We know from people like Moray and stuff, they spent about $200,000 in advertising this video on YouTube during COVID. That's like close to $250,000, and it might even spend $250,000. So, yeah, you think just uploading your video is going to compete with somebody spending $250,000 in ads?
And you're going to house it on YouTube, you need to make sure you've got the budget to be able to push that on YouTube. And for every dollar or pound that you are putting into your music video, I would recommend that you're probably going to need double, if not triple, to make sure that making that video was worthwhile. Now, here are a couple of facts. Number one, if you make a music video, it is harder to get people to go to YouTube to watch the music video than it is to get them to go to Spotify and listen to your song. If you are making the music video to try and build the brand so that they go to Spotify to listen to your song, you've just made it harder. And number two, if you're making a music video and you are aware that you have to put money into getting attention on that music video, I'm here to tell you there are cheaper ways of getting attention. There are much cheaper platforms where you can get 2, 3, 4 times the discovery for the same price as pushing a music video. So what is the answer? Well, the answer is very, very simple. The music's on Spotify and the discovery right now is on TikTok, to the point where if you sit in a major label meeting, you'll hear the word TikTok probably every 30 seconds for the entire 20 or 30 minute you're in there. TikTok, TikTok, TikTok. What about Instagram? Yeah. TikTok, TikTok, TikTok. That's the key. That's what they want. Why? Because they're not idiots. Because they understand that's where the discovery is. Because a good piece of content could potentially get you hundreds of thousands, if not millions of views of discovery on your brand, on your music that potentially can start to push across.
Let me stop real quick. And I can contest to that. How can I contest to that? Well, when I first started messing with TikTok, shout out to Chris Roker. Chris Roker was like, yo, we got to learn TikTok and Triller. Those are the new two things coming up. And, you know, when Roker says we, he kind of, you know, really means me. So I'm like, all right, let's go to TikTok and Triller. Really didn't get all into the Triller thing, but go to TikTok. I'm going to come back. I'm like, you know, first report. I'm like, eh, it's kind of kiddie. I don't know. This is like a kiddie app. It's for kids. He's like, I'm telling you, man, TikTok and Triller. So I was like, all right, I'm going to give it a shot. I, you know, get like 100 followers from like just following people and just inviting people from my social media accounts. And basically, I had I literally had a video with 100 followers get 70,000 views. And that's when I started to realize TikTok was something different. And what makes TikTok so different is that you can't bot every aspect of it. You go to Instagram, you go bot likes, comments, followers, views, everything. When you get to TikTok, what's the aspects you can't bot? You can't bot somebody dancing to your music. You can't bot all these real people doing posts to your music. You can't bot the duets, you know, a real person doing a duet. There's no bot to that. All that is organic. And I've never went to TikTok and wondered, hey, is this real or is this fake? All the TikTok influencers that I know, they built their accounts up by posting content continuously, different content, you know, and yeah, TikTok is a different animal. It's a different beast.
To Spotify. And you get to be creative. So instead of making a music video that people will now watch once because this is not 1999, $19.95. Now you get to make 30 or 40 or 50 mini music videos that you're proud of, that every single day can push out to people that potentially can see and enjoy and want to go and listen to your music. Now, lastly, I know that people are going to still make music videos, and I got told...
Before he finishes, lastly, you know, I do the same thing on my TikTok, is I lip sync my catalog music, and I don't really do it just because, you know, to build my TikTok. I'm also doing it to, you know, show my clients and customers this is the way. Like, you can't, you got to show people things nowadays. You can't tell them. You got to just show them. You got to show them how to do things. You can't tell them how to do things, because when you tell them, they don't follow through and they don't listen. You got to show them how to do things. So I do the same thing, you know. And what he's also not saying is that by doing it on the TikTok and just lip singing over your catalog, guess what you don't got to do? You don't got to sync the music video in with the lip syncing. You don't got to go through that long editing process of syncing the lip syncing, because you just lip sync over the short thing and it's automatically synced in.
No uncertain terms by many people. Just let artists do what they want. I've got no problem with that, as long as they understand why they're doing it and the problems with what they are doing. Now, if you are determined to make a music video, the only way I can see this working is very simple. If you make a music video that has the potential of going viral, I'm talking about OK Go and their style of video, then potentially if someone sees it and goes, "Have you seen this?" Maybe, just maybe, you will get more eyes on the prize because it will be shared as opposed to watched. But if you're just going to make a music video for the sake of a music video, then you got to be prepared to put in that money. Otherwise, you're going to be very disappointed with the numbers, and that's the bit I'm trying to stop. So here's the deal. Only spend time on the most important things. Taking time and money to make a music video when you can use that time and money to probably make 20, 30, 40, 50 pieces of content that you can post on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook Reels, and YouTube Shorts every single day, each of which has got 1,000 possibilities of discovery more than YouTube. That, to me, is the answer. Now,
I mean, I've heard enough. That is the answer. The answer is the short clip videos, because you can post them to, like you said, the TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. That's the main ones. And Twitter, if you want to as well. You know, you save all this money on the music videos. Your music videos always get lost in algorithms because you don't use thumbnails on your music videos. Your title is just the artist name and a song title, which if you're an unknown artist, how is that triggering any algorithms? You know, unless you got some big artist featured on the song and the music video, it's not going to trigger no algorithms. So you got no, your title is just artist name and song title, which doesn't trigger no algorithms. You don't put no thumbnail, so your music video doesn't stand out. It's just a screenshot of the music video. You use tags usually that don't get a lot of traffic. And the tag has to be in the description as well. And you want to put at least one of the tags in the title if possible. Like if I react to a video about Bill Gates lab-grown food, Bill Gates would be in the title, it'd be in the description with the hashtag, and I'll take the title and I'll put the title with the title. I'll also copy and paste it, put it in the description. Below that, I put hashtag Bill Gates. I'm going to tag Bill Gates into the damn tags themselves, along with lab-grown food and whatever else. But artists, they don't do none of that. So y'all get lost in algorithms because you got no titles that stand out with the algorithms. You have no thumbnails that stand out amongst all these other music videos. And your tags don't really go that great as well, man. And that's the three T's on YouTube: titles, tags, and thumbnails. That's why music videos are getting lost. TikTok, you're not really getting lost in algorithms by uploading these short clips and whatnot. And like they said, you could post them to the YouTube, get the YouTube shorts popping even quicker, the Instagram Reels, Facebook Reels, and you could turn them into story posts as well for Instagram and Facebook and TikTok stories and whatnot. So, yeah, y'all could go ahead and keep spending thousands of dollars on music videos before songs become hits and waste money, or you could just spend You know, you could do the TikTok clips, and then when the song hits, then you could go and spin a music video. As far as Wendy Day goes, she says they only spend $500 at most on a music video at first, but they're working like five songs at a time. They have a $150,000 budget, so that's $2,500 in music videos right there instead of $2,500 in a one video. And then if one of those songs start to pop, then you do a whole nother video, the 2.0 official video version from there. But like they say, you clip up, you do different clips of your songs on TikTok, upload those. You got multiple clips of a music video and content. Those are going to get way more traction than when you just upload them to YouTube without running any ads whatsoever. And then you throw in ads, you put the cherry on top. Icing on the cake and cherry on top. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in to another episode of the Paul Pika Podcast. This one was titled Stop Making Music Video, and he broke down why you should. I mean, you could save a lot of money just TikToking it. Plus the engineer, you know, when they do the music videos, they got to go in and lip sync it and edit and all that. With TikTok, you ain't got to do all that. I just get in, do my 15-second, 30-second clips, lip sync the song, you know. You might have to do it 3 or 4 or 5 times, but that won't take but like, it's about 5 or 10 minutes at most to do a 30-second, 60-second TikTok of your own catalog, because you should know your own catalog by heart. You should be able to lip sync your own catalog like Milli Vanilli, like that. You know what I'm saying? Once again, thank you for tuning in to Paul Pika Podcast. Don't forget, video version goes to Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, BitChute, LinkedIn, Twitter. Audio version goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much, much more. I'm out.